On April 1st in Toronto, Canada at Sky Dome, the World Wrestling Federation will present WrestleMania. At this time, I am happy to announce the main event in which World Wrestling Federation champion Hulk Hogan will meet the Intercontinental champion, the Ultimate Warrior. Unquestionably, this is the greatest main event ever signed in World Wrestling Federation history. Never before have two men been so equally matched in popularity, in strength, and in stamina. However, the only question yet to be resolved is, whose championship will be defended? That question will be answered at a later date. Thank you.
It is now official. With the authorization of the World Wrestling Federation President Jack Tunney, the main event for WrestleMania 6 will be the Ultimate Challenge, Hulk Hogan versus the Ultimate Warrior. The only question left to be answered is whose title will be at stake. That question will be answered in the weeks to come. For the World Wrestling Federation, this has been Special Report.
You want to go to war? Come on. You want to go to war? We'll take you to war, okay?
Tony, coño.
We'll be right back.
the Oddities with a tough match tonight against DOA.
You know, tonight, the entire world is gonna learn.
Yeah, I think we got flatulence from Golga.
They're not just a bunch of pretty faces.
Let me tell you something, all right?
Q.
I ain't no wrestler. Shaggy here, he ain't no wrestler. He's St. Clown Posse. We don't know nothing about wrestling, you understand? But we've been finding out real quick that it gets rough around here in the WWF, even for multi-platinum international superstar status like me and Shaggy Shags. But about the DOA, I don't know nothing about Harleys and bikes like that, but I used to have a Huffy, and I'll gladly pull it out and ride it up and down your back if I have to. Now, these are the Oddities, and we're going to do our thing tonight. Stay down with the clown and stay down with the Oddities, baby. Yeah.
The Oddities are next.
Presented by Prime Star. Brought to Pine Knob by MTD Music. Who's playing?
Intellectual, but with all due respect, how can you prepare for a match against a band of uncontrollable oddities?
Well, let me reduce it to the simplest common denominator so that they might understand it. You see, elephants eat grass. Weasels drink blood. We're going to drop you like the 513-pound Dow Jones. The only difference is you won't be on the front page. You'll be in the obituaries.
We're used to being around a bunch of freaks. Yeah, but they're usually women.
DOA.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This is going to be a physical matchup. DOA, all business, no nonsense. Say hello to Tom Gannon from the Toms River Little League team, who never misses a broadcast of Raw. And Tom, don't forget, this Monday night, we're back at 9 o'clock, 8 Central, live on the USA Network. Come DOA riding out on those big bikes of theirs. You know, I understand Luna had a little fender bender while driving the Oddities over here tonight.
I did hear that. What happened?
Accident. Come on, JR, that was pretty good.
You're hilarious.
These guys are all business.
Well, I'll tell you what, King, I got a feeling these big bikers made us knock the smile right off the faces of the Oddities.
I know from personal experiences. They told me they don't like oddballs, and they're going to take care of these freaks right here tonight.
And if I were the Insane Clown Posse, I would beware. Okay, last week, Hawk got in the face of the Insane Clown Posse. That may have been the straw that broke the camel's back as far as Hawk was concerned, to force him to check himself into rehab. Oh, here we go. Look at how big these DOA guys are, but they were looking up to the 7-foot Kurgan, who goes about 350 pounds. Watch it. Now look at this, Jerry. Golga has brought this stupid little Cartman doll over here, set it on the desk in front of me, and he put my crown on the head of it.
Well, that's adorable, King.
Right. I don't like it one bit. He's going to end up like Kitty.
King, does that remind you of Brian when he was just a little baby? Oh, nice little round
that's
cheeks.
That's not even funny. This is stupid looking.
Well, the crowd is kind of ridiculous.
No, I'll agree with that. Cartman or whatever. I mean, if Goga wants to play with dogs, why don't he go out and get one of my action figures?
That's not a bad idea.
Right.
And, Well, Goga got a head of steam. I think he just broke the top rope. He's about 400 plus.
He don't know his own strength either. Whoa, man. He probably broke the ring floor then.
The top rope has gone limp. And DOA makes an exchange.
What are we going to do?
Well, the show must go on. Here we go.
There's no top rope.
We say anything can happen in a WWF.
Look.
Well, there you are. Like Daddy used to say, another case of there you are.
Yeah, there you are. See, this kind of stuff only happens when you get this bunch of oddities or this bunch of freaks. There you go. Here we go.
DOA now choking away.
That's fair game. Ropes in the ring.
Referee Tim White's got a big decision to make here. You let this thing go or do you stop it? And I got to, well, obviously, I guess he's just going to let it roll.
Hey, Goga, come over here and get this Cartman doll. Oh, you can't. You're tied up at the
moment. Wait a minute. Shaggy Two-Dope and Bob and Jay, the Insane Clown Posse,
what are they doing?
Have just entered a ring, and man, they have found themselves look out in no man's land.
A powerbomb!
Shaggy Two-Dope just got powerbombed out of those dreadlocks, and Bob and Jay's getting hammered.
That'll be the end of their singing career. Watch out, here comes Kurgan.
Kurgan and Paulo Silva, the 7 foot five inch giant. Coming around to intercede here, but
JR, the clowns are down!
The clowns are down, the clowns are down.
Disqualification.
Single Bonnet Jay's got a busted nipper. Maybe lost a tooth, and Shaggy Two-Dope don't look much better either.
That's what happens when you step in a WWF ring. Anything can happen. How are you gonna sing with a fat lip?
Well, we've got to do some repair to our ring here. Scheduled to come up next, we're going to hear from The Rock. And
we got to do some repair to our clowns.
And also coming up in our next segment here after the commercial break, that 9 foot pit, the Lion's Den mask from SummerSlam. But, well, there you see The Rock. He's got something he wants to say. He'll say it next.
Before, there were reasons to fight I could understand, but I don't understand this. Even if you win, what have you won? Apollo's still gone? Why can't you change your thinking? Everybody else does.
Because I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian. That's what you married. We can't change what we are.
Yes, you can.
You can't change anything, Adrian. All we can do is just go with what we are.
You can't go with what you are. Have you read the papers? Do you know what everybody says? It's suicide. You've seen him. You know how strong he is. You can't win.
Adrian always tells the truth. No, maybe I can't win. Maybe the only thing I can do is just take everything he's got. But the baby, he's gonna have to kill me. And to kill me, he's gonna have to have the heart to stand in front of me. And to do that, he's got to be willing to die himself. I don't know if he's ready to do that. I
don't know. Country music singers have always been a real close family, but lately some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know, Hank, why? If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. So don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? If I'm down in a honky-tonk, some old slick's trying to get me friction, I say, leave me alone, I'm singing all night long. It's a family tradition.
Standing there, looking up at the moon, you were splashing through the water, and then what?
I thought I was in prison again.
Just like that? You were in prison?
No, not really. It was, like you said, it was all in my mind.
You disappeared. Okay, one minute you were there, the next minute you were gone. Did you run through the woods, or?
I don't know. I don't remember.
The boy in the well. How did you know that was just a hoax?
It was. I didn't know.
You said he was hiding in the barn.
I think I maybe saw a TV show about that when I was a kid, where a boy...
It wasn't a TV show, it was real!
Well, maybe this boy saw the same TV show that I did and he copied it. Look, you were right. I am mentally ill. I imagined all these things, these people. I know they're not real. I can trick them. I can make them do what I want. I worked on them a little bit, and I got back here. I can get better. I can stay here.
What does this mean to you?
I think I had a dream, Leah, about this.
You had a bullet from World War I in your leg, James. How did it get there?
I don't know. Look, you said that I had delusions, that I created this world. You said you could explain everything.
I can't! I'm trying to, and I can't believe that everything we say or do has already happened. We can't change what's going to happen, and 5 billion people are going to die.
I want the future to be unknown. I want to become a whole person again. I want this to be the present. I want to stay here, this time, with you.
fixing goal where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wondering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door that kept my mind from wondering where it will go. Wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. See the people standing there who disagree and never win and wonder why they don't get in my door. I'm painting my room in a colorful way, and when my mind is wandering, there I will. Yesterday, and I still go. I'm fixing my hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go, where it will go, where it will go, where it will go.
Third time this week we've had spaghetti. I hate being poor in Italian. All we get to eat is spaghetti. Why the hell can't we eat something else?
Well, why can't you get a job, huh?
This stuff is lousy. I can't eat it. I can't eat this stuff.
So don't. You want to eat fancy? Work.
So get off my back, huh? Where's Tony?
He said he's not hungry. He's upstairs dressing. He bought a new shirt. He's going dancing.
He's going dancing, huh? That's all he thinks about, dancing, dancing. It costs money to go dancing, honey.
He's got a job. He's making more than you.
What do you got to put me down for, huh, woman? Huh? This is still my house, isn't it, you little tramp, huh? How's it look? It looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Sorry, I'm sorry. The kid's a maverick, I tell you. A bad seed. He's a no like Joe.
It's just a stage. He'll get over it.
Yeah, well, it still don't mean he shouldn't be here when the family eats. Hey! Tony! Get out of here!
And now, another episode of Samurai Night Fever.
You need a pretty powerful starch to straighten that little brat out. Mr. Oh. Pretty Boy, Mr. Oh, boy, I look so good.
It's
I gotta go dance.
It's just the face, I tell you.
Yeah. Hey! Joe's coming home today!
Hey,
there. Which one? Why the hell can't you eat like everybody else, huh?
Hey, man.
No, you talk that way about that in my house. You don't talk about Joe like that. You're so jealous of your brother. He studied to make something of himself, Buster. He had a goal. Not like you. Joe's more than just a priest, you know. Mm-hmm. He makes your mom and me real proud, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. Why, you can't be like Joe, I don't know. Look at your hair. Look at your hair.
Come on, here, huh? Come on, my hair. Let me go on my hair, huh? What about you, huh? Yeah, what do, huh? Hey, what's your name? 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 What's your name?
Yeah, well, you got tomato sauce on your face.
You're making me so proud. You're going to be home today. It's just a phase.
He's a no good kid. Dancing, dancing. All he wants to do is dancing. I hope nobody tells him he's got tomato sauce all over his chin.
Oh, they still giving you a hard time here.
Yeah, what's your boy? Is your boy? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, you may not be the only bad boy around here soon.
What's your do?
Hey, Tony, I'm real unhappy, man. I know Mom and Pop, they're proud of me and all, but hey, I gotta live for myself. I gotta do what's right for me. I can't live for them.
What's your? What's your?
I think I'm gonna tell them tomorrow morning.
What you doing?
Hey, Tony, I just don't want to be black no more.
Oh, would you like?
No, that's not what I'm saying. It's just that, you know, back in the 60s, it seemed like the hip thing to do, you know? Being a member of the downtrodden society and all. But, hey, people, they just don't care about the cause anymore. And you know who's suffering for it? I am. Plus, hey, I can never get that walk down.
Hey.
I don't know. I got to think about it.
Hey, what you doing?
No, I've never been much for dancing.
I'll go.
You may do me some good, huh?
Okay, we'll give Vinny 10 more minutes in the car, then you get your turn with Maria.
Hey, what you want, though? What you doing, though?
Hey, Tony.
Hey,
Tony. Sure, I know your brother, Joe. Why are you? This is Carmine.
Hey, Joe.
Joe. Hey. Hey, Joe, you look different tonight. I'm not black anymore.
Hi. Tony, you want to dance?
Hey, what's your name? What's
your name? Hey, Rob, you
want to
dance with me?
Come on, I'm not very good.
Well, come on, I'll show you.
What's your name? What's your name?
All right.
Will I see you later, Tony?
Hey, what's your name? What's your name?
This is the life. Be young, stupid, and have no future at all. I love Brooklyn. Hey, Tony.
Hey.
You gonna dance tonight, Tony? Your brother's doing pretty good with the chicks, and he dances good too.
Hey, what's your name?
Thank you.
Friday next week for another episode of Samurai Night Fever.
Terrific shirt.
Are you speaking to me?
Well, I was just admiring that colossal shirt. I mean, that is one hell of a shirt.
I bet you paid a pretty price for it, am I right?
Boy, I ain't cheap.
Yeah, birds.
Oh, yeah, I say it's all right, Church.
I like birds.
I don't like to have a lot of, you know, cheap stuff on my back.
Sure.
Hi, cowboy. Got a cigarette?
Hey, sweetheart.
More goddamn faggots in this town.
Oh, kiss it, Ratso.
Up yours. You gotta watch out for that.
Hey, you really know the ropes. Damn, I wish I bumped into you before.
Huh.
I'm Joe Buck from Texas.
Enrico Rizzo from the Bronx.
And I'm gonna buy you a drink. What the hell do you think of that?
Well, I don't mind if I do.
Bartender, drinks all around. And one for my friend here, too. I know when I give satisfaction, I give her satisfaction. I mean, you see what I'm getting at here? She got a penthouse up there with a color TV, more goddamn diamonds than an archbishop. And she busts out bowling when I ask her for money.
For what?
For money.
Wait a minute. For money for what?
Oh, hell, I'm a hustler. You didn't know that?
Well, how am I supposed to know that? I mean, you got to tell a person these things.
I'm a hustler.
Shh. All right. Yeah, you're a hustler. But I mean, you're picking up trade on the street right there. That's nowhere. I mean, you got to get yourself some kind of management.
I think you put your finger on it.
You know what you need? You need my friend O'Daniel. He operates the biggest stable in town. In fact, in the whole goddamn metropolitan area. It's stupid a stud like you paying. I mean, you don't want to be stupid. I mean, I understand. The dame starts crying. I cut my heart out for her.
I'd call that a very minor operation. In fact, you just sit comfy, and I'll cut it out with my fingernail file, Ratso.
My name's Rizzo.
That's what I said, Ratso.
Hey, now you heard him.
Oh, that's all right, Joe. I mean, you know, I'm used to these types that get their kicks picking on cripples. I mean, the sewer's full of them.
I just want to ask you one question, cowboy. If you're sitting over here, and he's sitting all the way over there, then how's he going to get his hand into your pocket?
Well, suppose you let me work.
But I guess he's got that all figured out. Good night, sweets.
Faggot.
Provolone.
Faggot.
Look.
Like an April breeze on the wings of spring, and you appear in all your splendor. My one and only love, the shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love. On your cheek whenever I speak, tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only love. My one and only.
Avenger to deliver you from evil, aren't you, my friend?
Are you gonna kill me?
Maybe, maybe not. You could say we're of two minds on the subject. You're a gambling man. What say we flip for it? One man is born a hero, his brother a coward. Babies starve, politicians grow fat, holy men are martyred, and junkies grow legion. Why? Luck! Blind, stupid, simple, doo-dah, clueless luck! The random toss. Let's see what justice has in store
for you.
Oh, it's like the touch of God. Wait. Fortune smiles. Another day of wine and roses. Or in your case, beer and pizza.
But you said you'd let me live!
Too true! And so you shall! Nothing better than live bait to trap a bat.
A father high in heaven, smile down upon your son, yeah, was busy with his money. Saw him in the city.
my God, wait a minute. It's Paul Bear. It's Paul Bear. And that's gotta be Kane. That's gotta be Kane. The door off its hinges!
Look at this! This is a... Oh my God! Look at the size of this human being! Or is that a human being?
Kane! It's gonna be Kane! The Undertaker! Looking at him! Looking to the eyes of that giant who stands in front of him! Is that his younger brother?
He's huge, whoever he is. He's as big as the Undertaker.
What's this? Oh my! The Undertaker!
Tombstone!
Undertaker! Set up for the tombstone! The Undertaker set up for the tomb, driven down to the canvas.
This is shocking.
Just when the Undertaker was going to finish off Michaels, as Paul Bearer just threw something on the official. Look at the size. That's got to be Kane.
Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad, 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 bad to the bone.
Yeah.
kings and queens step aside. Every woman I meet, they all stay satisfied. I wanna tell you, pretty baby, what I see I'll make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.